Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? We just finished 4 weeks of racing under our three-day-a-week abbreviated schedule that we always follow in the opening weeks of the Tampa Bay Downs meet. Sunday racing was supposed to start this coming Sunday, December 21st. But because of a situation that has arisen on the backside with some horse health concerns, that is not going to happen until after the first of the year. This all started on Monday, December 8th, when a sick horse was sent to the University of Florida. And it was confirmed that this horse does have the EHV1 equine herpes virus, and two barns have been placed under quarantine. I have the facts of the matter as released in a press release from Tampa Bay Downs on December 11th. Tampa Bay Downs has imposed a quarantine on barns 25 and 26 after a horse was confirmed to have the neurological form of EHV1. Equine herpes virus type 1, a contagious virus that causes equine herpes myelinencephalopathy, a neurological disease. No other horse on the grounds has tested positive or shown signs of having the virus. Tampa Bay Downs is taking numerous precautions for the immediate future, including not allowing any horses from the two barns to compete through December 27th. Additionally, workers at both barns must log in and out and wear protective footwear and clothing while they are working. All horses on the grounds must have their temperatures taken twice daily, and temperature logs are required to be kept for each horse. Beginning on Friday, a 24-hour health certificate will be required for any horse entering the barn area. The track is also adopting a temporary training schedule to help ensure each horse's health and safety. The main track will open at 5:30 a.m. with a break for maintenance from 8 till 8:30. The track will then close at 9:15 and reopen immediately afterward for horses in barns 25 and 26. Closing at 10:30 a.m. A quote from the vice president and general manager of Tampa Bay Downs, Peter Berube, stated, "Our main concern, as always, is the health and safety of our horse population. All necessary precautions are being undertaken to prevent the spread of the virus." Tampa Bay Downs also announced there will be no live racing on December 21st or December 28th, with the first Sunday of the meet now scheduled for January 4th. The track has added live racing on February 5th and February 12th to make up for the pair of Sundays that will be missed due to the lack of Sunday racing in the month of December. All our racing fans will have their fingers crossed for this. This could be a potentially serious situation. Another caveat is that no horses are being allowed to leave the Tampa Bay Downs backside, and no horses are allowed to ship in from other tracks. And this could be a potential detriment to the stakes racing program as it continues throughout the winter, because in these big money stakes races, many trainers and owners ship in their horses from racetracks around the country. And if they can't ship in, that will lead to smaller fields and lack of contenders. And this could be a very serious problem. We'll just have to see how it plays out. Meanwhile, racing does continue on our three-day-a-week schedule for the month of December, racing every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And racing will continue this Wednesday December 17th with a 9-race program. First post time is scheduled for 12:20 p.m. Also, racing fans should remember the Downs is open 7 days a week. You can live it up at the Downs 7 days a week. Besides live racing, we have simulcast racing every day where you can watch and wager on some of the best racetracks around the country and air-conditioned comfort, food and beverage services available. We also have a poker room with high-stakes poker, open 7 days a week. And our golf practice facility is also outstanding for golfers looking to spruce up their game a little bit, open 7 days a week. All that at Tampa Bay Downs, 7 days a week. There have been some notable developments in the jockey competition. Leading jockey Sammy Marin has won his 19th race, and he has a 10-race lead in the jockey standings right now. And he may prove to be hard to catch. Right behind him, by 10 wins, is Sonny Leone, has 9 scores to his credit. And right behind him is Cipriano Gil with 8 wins. Pablo Morales, been to the winner's circle 7 times. And Danny Centeno has a half a dozen tallies. So the competition is stacked right up there behind Sammy Marin. And I also would be remiss not to mention that Sammy Camacho, one of the most popular race trackers around, he's a fan favorite, has come back. He missed the first 8 days of the season with a suspension, and now he's back. He's won 4 races already, and I think he's going to put on a whale of a performance to try to catch Samuel Marin. They were neck and neck for the jockey championship last season, with Marin going ahead with a good healthy win in the last week of the season. But this will give us all something to watch. Sammy Camacho is a fierce competitor, and we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, the trainer's race is very tight right now. Gerald Bennett started out with the lead, and it looked like he was well on his way to another championship. He has a half a dozen wins right now. However, Juan Avila has 7 wins now, and the Avila stable is on fire, and he's taken a quick lead to put a head in front right now with 7 wins to Jerry Bennett's 6. And trainer Juan Arregada also has a half a dozen scores, and he bears watching too. This could go on all season long, so this will give us something to watch. The trainers' championship. The trainers really like to compete for the bragging rights. I do have a horse to watch for all you racing fans. A filly who gave a field of colts all they could handle and almost stole the race. And when she comes back against the girls, go to the windows. I think this one has a very bright future. And this one is Evangelina from the barn of trainer Owen Hardy. And Evangelina went 1 mile and 40 yards on the main track back on Wednesday, December 10th. In a 1 mile and 40 yard race against colts. She got on the lead and set the pace and almost stole the race. Just got caught late and was second by a short margin. And she'd been away from the races for more than a year at that time. And she's definitely in shape. And this is one of the oldest angles in the book with handicappers, especially with young horses. If a filly runs against colts and does well, watch out when they go back against fillies, because racehorses are a little bit like human athletes in this respect. Females usually don't win against males in even competition. And I think Evangelina is one of those that is going to be in the winner's circle very soon off of this performance. So we'll keep an eye out for her. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races.